Alessandra Biaggi is one of 15 new New York State senators who will make up the Democratic majority in that conference in January. Biaggi defeated Senator Jeff Klein, the former leader of a group of breakaway Democrats who were criticized for often helping Republicans stay in power in the chamber. Biaggi was at the Capitol for a recent organizational meeting of the Democrats and sat down with Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
So we're in this big historic Capitol. What strikes you the most about the Capitol?
I mean, just walking around and feeling the magnitude of what has been accomplished here, just walking through the halls, especially right now when, you know, the legislature's not in session, so it's very quiet, so it gives you a moment to pause, mm-hmm. which I'm a big fan of. Taking that moment to just think what has been accomplished here and what we can accomplish, the possibility. I think that that is inspiring, and also all of those who've come before, who walked through these halls. It's just, I don't think it's really hit me yet. I think the moment it really will is when I sit in that seat in January.
Which comes in January. So for those who don't know, you defeated the former leader of a Senate conference, former independent Democratic conference leader Jeff Klein, mm-hmm. despite the fact that he spent $3 million on the race. What made you decide to take mm-hmm. him on?
Well, there are many reasons, but I think the most important one was it directly impacted me because I was working on legislation after the 2016 election. Mm-hmm. I'm an attorney working on legislation for Governor Cuomo, and almost every bill I was working on was not passing. And so it was all types of different things, but the Reproductive Health Act for women, it was immigrant issues, it was school issues. I mean, nothing was going through. And so I paused and I thought to myself, what's going on here? Now, I knew about the IDC. Of course, mm-hmm. I knew about Jeff Klein. Jeff Klein mm-hmm. had been my state senator since the time I can remember having a state senator, so that shows you how long he's been representing me.
Mm-hmm. And the IDC's often sided with the Republicans and helped keep them in power,
right.
for those that don't know that.
Exactly, the Independent Democratic Conference. So all of these roads of blocking legislation led back to the IDC. And so when I finally pushed on it a little bit and started to say, hey, what's going on here? The majority of people around me started to say, oh, honey, that's Albany. Like, it's never going to change. And I came home from work one day, I received a mailer, and on that mailer, it was my opponent. It was him claiming that he was a champion for women's health, and that was the breaking point for me. I said, absolutely not. Will I allow this to be going on in this way? So I left my job there, and I just decided to run. Now, did I know what was ahead of me in the road, how hard it would be? No. I did know it would be a very big challenge. I mean, he had a war chest, as you mentioned. We were outspent 11-1. That was incredible. But I think that the fact that we had 8 state senators in New York State, which is everybody looks to New York to be a progressive leader in this mm-hmm. country, at who were siding with the Republicans, especially after Donald Trump was elected. Mm-hmm. To me, that was one of the biggest problems of our entire country right here in New York State. And it had to stop because the legislation that I just mentioned, only some of them, I mean, there were at least 25 pieces of legislation blocked. That we can't afford that in New York State, especially at this time.
Now, 6 of the 8 former IDC members were defeated in the primary. Do you think if Trump hadn't won in 2016, that wouldn't have happened?
You know, it's hard to say. And it's hard to say because I think that one of the benefits of a Trump presidency are more people being awake. So the benefit that we received on my campaign was that more people had been involved than ever before, right? We had 500 volunteers in the streets, knocking doors, making calls, writing postcards, and that definitely came from Trump being the president. But the majority of people in the district were motivated by grassroots organizations like Anti-IDC, like Indivisible, like No IDCNY, who had really been laying this groundwork 18 mm-hmm. months previous to even when I had gotten into the race, to really inform voters to say, hey, did you know that for 8 years you've had a state senator who you think is a Democrat but really isn't? And I think that it resonated because of Trump, but I don't think that it necessarily was taken over the finish line because of Trump.